As the need for skilled interim ministers continues to grow, more and more settled ministers, as well as those new to ministry, are wondering if interim ministry is for them, if they are perhaps being called to the specialized type of ministry. Longtime interim minister and Bible wonk, Reverend Dr. Jill Small, brings a fun perspective to this conversation by examining the connection between biblical exegesis and interim ministry. In this episode called, Are You Wired for Interim Ministry? My Why for Interim Ministry and Thoughts for Those Thinking of Entering Interim Ministry. For a transcript of this episode, please visit the coachingforinterims.com website. In addition, subscribe to this podcast series if you want to be notified when additional podcasts are available. Welcome to Coaching for Interims. We are about empowerment for interim ministry, best practices and quick help, wisdom from the field. This is our collaborative Wisdom from the Field project, featuring short interviews with transitional interim ministers and others with practical help and wisdom to offer those engaged in transitional ministry. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Wisdom from the Field. My name is Reverend Dr. Jim Latimer, and I'm here with Reverend Dr. Jill Small. And Jill is a real interim pro, and she has been in this line of work as an interim for several decades in this particular specialty. Not several decades. Okay, 2 years. No, 20 years. A long time. You have served, Jill, I know, a number of churches, big and small. Yes, 6 churches. Wow, that's a lot. So what would you, Jill, if you could just share a little about what is your why for serving as an interim minister, kind of with an eye toward toward guidance or wisdom for to listeners who might be considering becoming an interim minister, or maybe those who are just suddenly in it now.
Thanks, Jim. I had a very practical reason for entering interim ministry. I'd done settled ministry for about 25 years, and I was really ready to leave the congregation I was serving as in my last settled call. And I looked around for other opportunities. And honestly, there were no churches that I wanted to have my profile sent to. And someone called me, a conference minister called me, UCC conference minister called me and said, I'm looking for an interim minister. Is this something you might consider? And I thought, well, okay, maybe this is the Spirit opening a new avenue. I really thought I might do that one interim and then maybe the perfect settled position would come up. I did the interim training. I went and did all the interim training. What I found as I started to do interim ministry, and I've done 6, as we're speaking, I'm in the 6th of my interim work. Churches. I found that I really liked it. And for a couple of reasons. One is my principal area of academic interest has always been exegesis. And so I'm a pretty analytical person. And I think that serves me very well as an interim. You enter a system, you analyze the system, and you exegete the congregation. And so that's been a really natural fit for me. The second thing, which is a little bit tongue in cheek, but it is true. I like the idea of at the end of an interim, if I don't want to go to the next interim immediately, I can take some time for myself. If I want to say, I want to go to Italy for 3 months, I could afford it. I could do that. But you are rarely going to get an opportunity for a break, a significant break, other than a sabbatical in a settled occupation. And then the last bit in that is also, you are performing such an important function for a congregation in transition. If you think it's going to be less work, this is not the job for you. It is more work than settled ministry because you do all the settled minister stuff and you do all the interim ministry stuff. But you also know that it is time limited, that you can sort of stand that extra pace. I can. For a year and a half or 2 years, I can do almost anything. But if I thought I was going to be at that pace for 20 years, there's no way I would have thought that I could. Yeah. So there's that. That's the why of getting it for me, why I got into interim ministry. And in terms of getting started, is that the next piece that you
want? Well, that was guidance. What guidance would, or advice would you have for someone considering becoming an interim?
I would say assess your skill set and see if you have what you think are the tools that will be useful in interim ministry. Because I'm not sure that it's an ideal time for you to learn a new skill set if you don't have some organic connection to doing interim work. The training, interim ministry training, can be helpful in sussing that out and providing some tools for you in terms of the process questions. Yeah. The process questions are important. You know, who are we, who's God calling us to be, who are our neighbors? But there also has to be something in you that connects with helping people in it helps with a transitional process. Are you wired for transition?
Okay, so there's the wired piece, there's the temperament piece, right? I'm hearing there. And did you also say there's it's also highly recommended that you also have some other skill set that you bring to the game, specifically this transitional ministry game. Did you say that?
Well, I said for me, from an exegetical point of view, I think that my predisposition toward analysis, I think serves me well in interim ministry, because it is a lot of analyzing. Mm-hmm. We don't ever talk about it that way, but it is a lot of analyzing. The how, the when, the why, you know, that's a lot of analysis. And I think if you hated doing exegesis in seminary, maybe you want to think about how much analyzing interim ministry involves.
Beautiful. Okay, Joe, well, that's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing a bit about your why and some of your guidance for those considering becoming interim ministers.
Thanks, Jim.
If you have found this episode to be helpful, we would love for you to share it with a friend or leave a comment on social media. For more information about Coaching for Interims, check out coachingforinterims.com. There you will find our growing library of the short Wisdom from the Field episodes, featuring practical guidance on the great variety of challenges related to effective transitional ministry, all of which are available at no cost for your listening or reading. Coaching for Interims, Empowerment for Interim Ministry, Best Practices and Quick Help, Wisdom from the Field.